Some mystery novels about a detective who doesn't really solve crimes have become bestsellers in the United States and the United Kingdom. Set in Botswana, the stories are written by a Scotsman in Edinburgh. Minnesota Public Radio's Ewan Kerr reports on the word-of-mouth success of Alexander McCall Smith and the number one ladies' detective agency.
Ma Ramotswe, owner and chief investigator at the number one ladies' detective agency, is seldom overloaded with cases. There are no dingy rooms with drawn shades, no ashtrays brimming with butts. There's a lot of dust blowing in off the Kalahari, but very little crime. Alexander McCall Smith says, like private eyes around the world, the agency mainly watches wandering spouses.
So Mara Motswe has to deal with that, with the badly behaved people of that sort. And little problems, I suppose, employees who are dishonest, that's approaching crime, but not real body in the library stuff at all.
There is a rifle in the first book, but only because of a rogue crocodile. A handgun appears in the second book, Tears of the Giraffe, but no one ever thinks of shooting it. It's planted to try to get someone in trouble. McCall Smith insists he's not even writing detective fiction, just stories about ordinary people in Botswana.
Ma Ramotswe had a detective agency in Africa at the foot of Kigali Hill.
Carrie Starr, a fan, reads from the first book, The Number One Ladies Detective Agency.
These were its assets: a tiny white van, two desks, two chairs, a telephone, and an old typewriter. Then there was a teapot in which Ma Ramotswe, the only lady private detective in Botswana, brewed red bush tea. And three mugs, one for herself, one for her secretary, and one for the client. What else does a detective agency really need? Detective agencies rely on human intuition and intelligence, both of which Ma Ramotswe had in abundance. No inventory would ever include those, of course.
Starr is a manager at the Ruminator bookstore in St. Paul. She likes the way Ma Ramotswe solves her cases. She says they're less about sleuthing and more about common sense.
She ends up making sort of decisions about what would be best for the victim involved sort of thing, and then it's a solution, and it's a very good solution.
Starr has been recommending the number one ladies detective agency novels to customers ever since she read about them in the independent bookseller's newsletter, BookSense. With little money for publicity, the only real chance Ma Ramotswe had at getting to the U.S. reading public was through the recommendations of independent bookstore staff. Carrie Starr says she couldn't say enough about the first book to customers.
And I think it's really a word-of-mouth book, because I noticed once that BookSense newsletter came out and then I started reading them and we started to get them in the store, suddenly they were selling really well.
Starr says Ruminator sells about 10 copies a week of each of the three novels. It adds up. Ma Ramotswe's U.S. publisher estimates it has almost 600,000 copies in print. The first book was recently selected for the Today Show Book Club. The success of the number one ladies' detective agency has been big news in Scotland. Jan Rutherford, the publicist for Polygon Press, Ma Ramotswe's UK publisher, says any international bestsellers are a boost for the press and the Scottish writers it publishes.
They're hugely important because they bring money back into a very small company, and therefore they allow the publisher to carry on publishing and taking risks with unknown writers. And without the success stories, they wouldn't have the finance available to do that.
For a long time, Alexander McCall Smith was one of those lesser-known fiction writers, although he's had little problem getting published through his day job. He's a professor of medical law at Edinburgh University. He's actually written 50 books over the years, primarily legal textbooks, including work on medical ethics, African law, and the Scottish legal system. He helped write a criminal code for the country of Lesotho, but says it was never implemented. He serves on the British Human Genetics Board. He's also well known in Scotland for his children's books. He says moving from one kind of writing to another can have its uses.
To move to fiction is a great relief because you can step into a world, you can let the characters take over. It's almost as if you move into a trance. You're merely the amanuensis for these people. You're really just describing something that is happening, irrespective of any effort on your part.
The success of the Ma Ramotswe novels in Britain and the US has resulted in the book's translation and publication all over the world, including Botswana.
They have been selling well here.
Fiona Moffat lives in Botswana. She's Alexander McCall Smith's friend, and she appears as a character in one of the books.
I think some of the comments I've had are that they are a little idealistic. That is the way people would like to see Botswana, but it isn't always like that.
Moffat says the people of Botswana have achieved remarkable things in the years since gaining independence in 1966. Yet she says there are real problems with AIDS, and Botswana is part of an Africa troubled by conflict and corruption. There are oblique references to all these issues in the Mara Motswe stories, but Alexander McCall Smith says that's not what his stories are about.
I really want to portray the positive side of Africa, and I make no apology for this. It's unashamedly focused on the positive side. And so, for example, many countries in Africa have been deeply troubled by bad government, by corruption, by war, and so on. And that's a pretty familiar story. I don't think I need to say anything more about that.
What McCall Smith says he does want to concentrate on is what he sees as an important trait in Southern Africa, the willingness to forgive. He points to the way Nelson Mandela forgave the people who imprisoned him for decades. When Mara Motswe is on a job, she looks for a way to resolve the case and leave no hard feelings.
I think she realizes that one doesn't really want to concentrate on recrimination or punishment. She takes the view that wounds can heal. Why keep them open?
The fourth number one ladies detective agency book, called The Kalahari Typing School for Men, has just been published here in the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Ewan Kerr.